Let me continue with Lala Lajpat Rai. As I told you, when the non-cooperation movement was suspended in 1922, he, along with other congressmen, formed the Swaraj Party to contest election to Legislative Council. He became the deputy leader of the party in 1925. Later, with the help of Madan Mohan Malviya, he formed the Nationalist Party in 1926 and he got elected to the Central Legislative Assembly. Lala Lajpat Rai led the boycott demonstration against the Simon Commission. He was assaulted in the Lathi charge and laid down his life for the country. But before his death, he said, "The Lathi blows inflicted on me would prove one day as nails in the coffin of the British Empire." Thus, we see how he sacrificed his life so that India could win her freedom. His death led to great disturbances in the country and it inspired the national struggle for freedom. Now I'll move on to the comparative study. Very briefly, I would like to explain, and this is very important. You must make a note of the comparison between the assertive nationalism and the early nationalists. The early nationalists had full faith in the British government. Their attitude was on anti-British. They had unlimited faith in the British benevolence. On the other hand, the assertive nationalists, they saw the clash of interests between the British rulers and the Indian national interests. They disliked the British and had no faith in the goodness of the British. The early nationalists were convinced of the supremacy of the European culture. They believed that Indians need help from the Europeans to develop. The assertive, on the other hand, wanted to highlight the supremacy of Indian culture and traditions. Thirdly, the early nationalists believed that the government of India were not fit for self-government, so they demanded autonomy within the British Empire and not for absolute freedom. The assertive nationalists, on the other hand, believed that people of India were fit to rule themselves, and as a result, self-government should not be denied. The early nationalists lacked the spirit of self-sacrifice because such a method did not suit their nature, culture, and education. The assertives lent great emphasis on self-reliance, self-sacrifice, suffering, and hardships for the achievement of their aim. The early nationalists held high ranks under the British government and received the support from the intelligentsia. The assertive nationalists drew their support from the masses. Now let's look at their methods. The early nationalists believed in petitions, constitutionalism, prayers, passive resistance, resolutions, and meetings, and all these were peaceful methods. The assertive nationalists, on the other hand, followed revolutionary methods. How? By launching vigorous political agitations, making people self-reliant, bringing about national awakening. The early nationalists had full faith in the British government and wanted to follow the policy of cooperation. The assertive nationalists believed in non-cooperation and adopted the programs of boycott against foreign goods, propagation of Swadeshi, a system of national education. The aggressives believed that it was necessary to extend the scope of boycott. Thirdly, the assertive nationalists agitated only for certain administrative and economic reforms. They wanted that the Indians should have some say in the government and administration of the country. It was only in 1906 that, under the pressure from the aggressive, that they talked about Swaraj as the goal. The Swaraj is defined by them meant a system of government as found in the self-governing British colonies. The assertive nationalists, on the other hand, demanded Purna Swaraj. Purna Swaraj means complete freedom. That is self-government as it existed in the United Kingdom. So that is the end of the lesson, and I hope you enjoyed the lesson. Please read your chapter so that you can follow and make notes, especially on the comparison that I explained it. Thank you.